Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Little bit of an apology from me to you all. I normally very good with my planning and recording the episodes and getting them all uploaded on time. But I went to the IFS Fitness Summit over in Portugal just under a week ago, actually. Amazing event, great event, but just didn't plan and for the podcast, so you guys missed out. But I'm back. I hope you're pleased to hear from me. Ready to bring a very important episode to you. I'm going to talk about exceeding your clients' expectations, something that is very, very important to me. Something that's always at the forefront of my mind in terms of how can I bring more to my clients? How can I take things to the next level? Because, you know, one of the things that's always been important to me is referrals. One of the things that's always been very important to me is results. And what's also been very important to me is that I earn more over time because it's a sign of my progress. It's enabled me to study more and progress more and develop more as a coach. And if I'm not getting results and referrals and people are not saying great things about me, then my kind of reputation stagnates, my ability to charge more stagnates, and certainly the ability to receive more referrals stagnates. And so you'll hear me talk a lot about five-star service and helping you guys to level up, because one of the most interesting things to look at is that your environment very often can dictate, if you are not in control of yourself, your output, your work. And so many of you are working in gyms or you're at home working online. And I really have always wanted this podcast to be just like a voice in your ear to just level you up, right? I listen to podcasts all the time. I'm talking to colleagues and friends of mine all the time. And there are just little nuggets that dip in my ear and I go, I need to just do that. And that's why appraisals in business with your team, if you don't have a team, you're clearly not, most people are not doing appraisals on themselves. I'm very introspective. I look inside myself and say, what could I be doing more of? What do I need to know more of? Or who do I need to go and learn that thing from? And, you know, over the years, it's practice. But, you know, exceeding my clients' expectations is really, really, really something that's played a big role in my thoughts over the years and still does today. You know, I think, what do my clients want? What do my clients expect versus what am I going to deliver? And I think that's the first point that I'm going to say to you. What do your clients expect? Because that's normally what you deliver. But my mindset is about how do I exceed those expectations? So I'm going to take you through a few things, probably eight things that I like to consider when it comes to exceeding expectations. And both these, you know, there's some here that are very specific to more of the online world, a lot of them very, very specific to the personal training world. But if you want to charge more, or let's say you want to get better results, you want to charge more, you want to get more referrals, you want to build your reputation, which ultimately, guys, you know, if your reputation is exactly the same 2 years later, then you've really stagnated. And when you stagnate, you become frustrated. When you become frustrated, it's not a perfect place to build a business. If you're not in a perfect place to build a business, you won't make more money. And it's this kind of like spiral for you in so many cases. So how do you exceed your clients' expectations to the point where they will refer more, to the point where they speak favorably of you, where it will help you? I mean, look, if you exceed your clients' expectations, There's this law of reciprocity, which means you give and thou shalt receive. And very often when you do above and beyond, it inspires the person that's around you, paying you, to do the work. There's a lot of other factors that go into whether somebody's committed to it. But I don't care. As long as I am consistent with delivering a level of service that I know is my premium or the best work that I can do, that's ended up in my client stepping up, leveling up, building my reputation, getting more referrals, and ultimately being able to charge more. So here's the first thing. To exceed your client's expectations, a lot of your clients, whether it's personal trainer or online, they expect you to not be on time. A lot of you are horrendous when it comes to timekeeping. So how do you exceed your expectations? You're always, always there. As a PT, you're always there, ready to go. 5-10 minutes before the session. Online, you're always on your Zoom calls on time. You might think this is a real trivial thing, but so many coaches are sloppy with timekeeping. And when you're sloppy with timekeeping, what does that tell the other person? I was listening to a podcast today with Simon Sinek, who created Starts With Why, How to Found Your Why, sorry, the book. He talked in a culture, in a business, that when you lie in your own business, it tells the rest of the company that it's okay to lie. And I really like that, because when you're a leader, whenever you do something sloppy, like you're not on time, the one thing it does is it tells your clients that it's okay to not be on time. So if you're a leader and you have a team and you're not on time and you're always continuing, sorry, I'm late, you're not honoring your own word. And with that, it gives them the opportunity. So here's the thing, it gives them the opportunity to be sloppy back. So with this, when you're a coach, whether you're an online coach or a PT, I'm going to ask you to be introspective right now and say, how often are you late? Because if your clients are starting to be sloppy and turning up late, it's the start of a downhill spiral for your coaching relationship and results, and ultimately what you charge and your reputation. The second thing is going above and beyond. So many of you, it's like, well, they're an online client, they get a check-in, they get this. Okay, cool. You're a PT, they get this. And then your client just turns up every day for that, right? And now I think, how do you exceed their expectations? How do you go above and beyond at the level of, from a personal training perspective? And then we'll talk online training. How do you go above and beyond as a personal trainer? Well, if your client's got problems, you can send them away with some homework. If your client's been asking you a specific question, you can go away and research it. You can check in with your client just to make sure they're okay if they're struggling at all. You can remember things about your clients. Going above and beyond, it's all the stuff that your clients think, well, you didn't need to do that for me. If they're going away for a weekend or they're going away for a summer holiday or whatever, what do you do? Do you go away and just map out some nutrition for them? And they're like, you didn't need to do that for me. When you go above and beyond, the gratitude that your clients, the law of reciprocity is, you give and thou shalt receive. So not only are you on time and you're showing your clients at the end of the day, you're always doing this, and they go, great, well, I'll stick to that too. But you go above and beyond by providing them additional things that they need. Now, in terms of time efficiency, you don't need to go away and create a video on eating out and how the best way to you don't need to go out and create one video for one client and then you end up doing it for like 6 clients in that month. One of the things that you can do is you record what you need to do, right? So for example, if you're constantly coming up with a problem all the time, record that video and your client's like, I'm really struggling with this. You're like, listen, do me a favor. Watch this video, go away with this, right? And they're like, wow. And then you can like contact the restaurant, get a recipe, the menu, go down the menu, pick up some advice, give it to them. And your clients are like, that's amazing. Now, as a PT, you can always go above and beyond by once a quarter just getting your clients to go for lunch, right? And just say, I'm going to arrange lunch. Let's all go for some food, right? As a show of gratification. Online, you can create a community, something that we teach inside Coach and Concierge. You can create a community and you can bring your clients together on calls. They're like, oh, I thought I'd just get a check-in. No. You get 2 calls a week, you know? And inside our community, we also have guest speakers and people coming in. Wow. Like, this is way more than I expected. You're going above and beyond. You're following up with your clients and saying, look, I gave you this information. Was it okay? Is there anything you want to ask me? Are going above and beyond. presenting your clients, whether they're face-to-face or online, just, okay, cool. I think based on the data that we've seen and the progress that you're making, here's the new program. This is what we're going to start. They're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. I thought we were on this one. Yeah, but I wanted to put this together. So you're going above and beyond. And again, all right? Your clients have come to see you for training in their perception to get a result. What about if you were able to teach them more and you were able to facilitate through maybe it's a Zoom call with some training? Or what if you were actually able to create a huge library of support videos, and whenever your client had a problem, they were struggling with an exercise, you had this whole library of videos put on a great website, member area, whatever it may be, or inside a coaching app, and then your clients have support videos and then education from you and support and guidance to help them become better at exercise, better at compliancy, better at sleep, better at nutrition, better at recovery. And so you go above and beyond by saying that my coaching program doesn't just involve this, it involves this. You take that relationship to a whole different level. All of the time, your clients are going to have challenges, problems. And if you solve them very, very quickly and give them something to delve into, to learn from, to watch over and over again, you give them calls, live calls, you give them live events, whether you're a PT or not, or even online coach, you bring your clients together. They're like, I'm in this coaching program and it's just got endless amount of inspiration. It's got endless amount of support and guidance. And they're going above and beyond every level possible to give me exactly what I need. Another thing when it comes to exceeding expectations is, I know it's 5:30 in the day and we're all tired. I give my A game at 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 8. If somebody jumps on the call with me, I'm not going to go, or go into that and go, I'm just going to do my bare minimum. I'm going to do my bare minimum to get by because it's later on in the day. You exceed your client's expectations because everybody's knackered by showing up and giving your A game. I always exceed my client's expectations by challenging them. I make no apologies in my business coaching programs and coaching concierge, build or scale, to challenge people. Because I'm on my A game, I'm like expecting a lot of my clients. All the clients we've got in our business coaching programs, the PT mentorship, we all do the same. We challenge our clients. Why are you not doing that? You said you wanted to do that. You're not doing that. Here's what our thoughts are. Let's challenge people. You guys, in terms of exceeding your client expectations, so often, whether you're a PT, you get distracted at the gym, you don't put a lot into your clients, you just turn up and do the session. I was at the hotel in Portugal just watching the PTs, and they just weren't really engaging. The whole place was flat. There was no one with energy, no one inspiring. Online, how you're doing your check-in, you're flat as hell. Is there no wonder that your retention rate is shocking? I mentioned this briefly, but putting on events for your clients and saying, look, next quarter we're doing this. All of our coaching concierge clients, build, scale, plus some guests and ticket holders that we've invited at the end of September, they're all coming out to Dubai. We're having a big event, right? It's amazing. But even if you've got 15 to 20 clients, bringing them together once a quarter, most of you train clients in the same country. And there's no excuse for saying, I'm actually going to put an event on to bring everyone together. It's so important that you start thinking about your clients watch if you're on time. Your clients listen out for when you go above and beyond. Your clients listen out to what makes you different, whether it's the education you have, whether or not it is the results that you have. They're constantly looking. So every single one of you here has the ability to be on time, go above and beyond, teach more, provide some more support, videos, etc., handouts, whatever it may be, for every situation your client's in. Every single one of you on this listening to this today, right, has more energy to give when you work with your clients because they need that from you. Inspiration, motivation, support, guidance, education. Think 6 months, 3 months. Can you bring your clients together? When your clients are with you, are you just zoned out doing the session, zoned out doing a check-in? Are you really building and forging a relationship with your clients? Now, most gyms, most online coaches, one, the online coach is sitting in a coffee shop getting distracted, very, very often. Two, the PT is getting distracted by his mates in the gym. and not delivering a five-star service. But there are some of you listening to this right now and think that this resonates with me. I need to up my game. If you up your game, you're not in that gym, you know, just to make friends. You're in that gym to grow a business. When you're online sitting in a coffee shop, you procrastinate, you're not sure of what you're doing. And then you develop that level of clarity and certainty that who I'm working with, and now I'm going to crack on and exceed their expectations. So here's the thing for you today, listening to the podcast. Are you in any way, shape, or form exceeding your clients' expectations? What did you promise them at the beginning of the coaching process, and have you over-delivered on that? If you haven't over-delivered, what could be more? You've got coaches with the clients just getting a WhatsApp as a check-in saying, yeah, great, crack on. But the clients aren't bodybuilders. They're not body transformation clients. It's like you've got to put some work in to what they get and the support they get and the guidance that they get. That's your role. So exceed your expectations. When you do, you'll start to attract. This is a big thing for you. When you exceed your clients' expectations, because of the hard work that you're putting in, what you get back is phenomenal. What you get back from your clients is they're happy when you put your prices up. What you get back from your clients is harder work. What you get back from your clients is telling their friends that they want to tell them that your service is incredible and that you're always pulling out the stops to do more. So I'm challenging you right now. Could you be doing more? What would you need to do to be more based on what I've said today? And then be consistent and do the work. Because if you exceed your clients' expectations, you will get better results. You will have more compliant clients. You will get more referrals. Your reputation will grow. You'll charge more and you'll learn more. And it's something that's a forefront of my mind all the time. I'm a personal brand. What I do and say impacts people's relationships with me, not just today, but long way down the line. And if you think like that, as the great Warren Buffett said, if you think like that, you'll start doing things differently right now. Guys, I hope this has helped you. Go out there and exceed your clients' expectations. If you need my help, drop me a message on Instagram. If you need any more further help, go to m10life.com. You can download loads of free trainings, lots of free stuff to help you. And I'll speak to you very soon. Take care.